She again put her short black pipe to her lips and renewed her smoking with vigour. "You might say all that to almost anyone who you knew lived as a solitary dependent in a great house."
"I might say it to almost anyone, but would it be true of almost anyone?"
"In my circumstances?"
"Yes, just so, in your circumstances. But find me another precisely placed as you are."
"It would be easy to find you thousands."
"You could scarcely find me one. If you knew it, you are peculiarly situated. Very near happiness. Yes, within reach of it. The materials are all prepared. There only wants a movement to combine them. Chance laid them somewhat apart. Let them be once approached, and bliss results."
"I don't understand enigmas. I never could guess a riddle in my life."
"If you wish me to speak more plainly, show me your palm."
"And I must cross it with silver, I suppose?"
"To be sure."
I gave her a shilling. She put it into an old stocking foot which she took out of her pocket, and having tied it round and returned it, she told me to hold out my hand. I did.